Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Yes.
Come in,
yes.
Dublin. What are your scores for the Eurovision Song Contest?
For Belgium.
Belgium?
7. I don't know. Can I get back to you with those?
7!
7.
That's it.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry. This is We Heart Worry.
We Heart Worry. It's a comedy podcast about worry.
My name is Yasmin Akram.
My name is Philippa Dunn. And apologies for the confusion there. The thing is, we are still not in the same room, so.
I know. We're looking at each other through a screen and, yeah. I mean, it's fine. I miss seeing you in the flesh, but this will do.
Mm. Needs must.
What's been going on with you, Phil, for this week? What's happening? Let's not get into worries yet. That's just a personable, what's been going on with you, my friend? Okay, great.
That silence could mean either one of three things. It could mean there's so much going on that I just can't remember. I'm so busy. Where do I start? And I'm exhausted. I can't even recall it to my immediate memory. It could also mean that there's fuck all going on. And I have literally nothing to say. Or it could be that I wish I had stuff going on and I'm trying to make up something really jazzy to say. Yeah. But I'm not recalling. The imagination's not sparking in this present moment.
It's more of a number two is what's happening.
Everything in my life is number two at the moment. So I'm just going to volley it straight back to yourself. What's going on with you?
Oh, so much. I'll tell you something. I'm a number two as well when it comes to that. And I was with my friend. I'll tell you the most exciting thing that's happened to me this week is that my friend has started to come round to pick me up to go to the big Sainsbury's.
Oh.
Right? It's a massive big Sainsbury's. It's a supermarket.
Mm.
We go there, Phil, and it's now that's my Saturday night. We separate. Yeah. I go and get my groceries, but also there's a nice beauty section there. There's a nice underwear section. Mm. I bought myself a bra today because, do you know what? I bought myself a bra last week and it was lovely. I bought myself the second in a black.
Oh, right? Lovely.
Then I bought myself some nice skin things. It was a party. But, right, first of all, that's the most exciting thing that's happened to me. Second of all, my friend's phone, her battery died when we got to the shop. The store. And I said to her, well, look, it doesn't matter. I know it's like a massive big supermarket, but I'll find you. Like, you go do your stuff. I'll go do my stuff. We couldn't find each other for love nor money.
Oh, God.
And because I couldn't call her, it was like I immediately went back to the early 90s.
That was the first thing I was going to say. That's very 1992, that.
It's so 1992. And I waited and we got cross with one another because I said to her, she had more stuff to get and I said, I'm going to wait here in the moisturising and beauty skincare section. Mm. She said, fine. I said, I'll see you back here, right? Mm. Half an hour fucking later, sign of her. I start walking up and down the aisles. Eventually, she finds me and I said, is this the skin section? And she went, I thought you said that you were going to look around. And I said, yeah, I said I was going to look around the skin section. And then I went, do you know what? You abandoned me and that's fair enough.
God.
But I mean, these kinds of issues, that was all the rage back in the day.
When your son's phone just heightens everything to like panic.
It felt incredibly raw.
Now, excuse me, it did actually snow this week.
It did snow. It was a big snow.
Big snow.
Did you get out of it?
I did, and I picked, you know, there's like the two sides of the road where like there's, you can pick this footpath or this footpath. Mm. And every single time, I chose the wrong fucking footpath because I nearly went over my ankle or I nearly fucking slipped onto my arse about so many times that I was like, it's time to go home. Actually, do you know what? You should go home and just sit down because treacherous.
Oh, no. So you were just over and back, roadside to roadside, slipping and sliding.
Sliding mostly, yeah. And then being far too confident, thinking this patch is grand, and going hell for leather, trying to make up by the time that I'd lost. Tiptoeing down the other pavement. And then I'd pick up speed, and then of course I'd pick up way too much speed and the panic would set in. And I'd have to stop. And then the voice said again, go home.
Walking on the crunchy white snow, right? Like that feeling, because it feels quite solid. I do not like the sound.
Oh,
I don't like the crunchy sound. That's very good snow sound.
Yeah.
I hate it. It makes me feel weird. It makes my teeth feel weird.
Oh, is it because it's like a powdery, floury kind of... I'm going to go there. It's like that, you know, that it's equivalent to the feeling of flour on each hand and rubbing the hands together.
Oh yeah. It's gritty. It's got that gritty... Yeah, it's like grainy, it's crunchy. I don't like it. I don't fucking like it.
Oh my gosh.
But listen, we're all tucked up nice and cozy. Got our fires on. Or the equivalent, a radiator.
I have two tea lights.
That's it. You don't have the radiators on.
Oh, sorry, I do, yeah.
Well,
no, sorry. I have my thermostat set so that the heat goes off around circa 6:30 in the evening.
And you...
I don't know what that was.
Evening. Sorry, and you wouldn't... But it's free. I have a fire on right beside me here. A little like kind of stovey thing. Because I can't fucking cope with this weather.
It is cold.
You must be a warm creature.
I don't even think I am. I just had my dinner. I think that's the internal combustion is...
Yeah. How do you keep warm, Phil? I have my dinner.
So. My dinner 7 times a day.
Well, listen,
I have many dinners.
We should talk about worries because we seem too relaxed. And I think I'm going first this week.
I think you are, yes.
Let me just get it straight out of the way. Just right out into public domain.
Go.
So Phil,
yeah,
I meet my friend Nat and we go for a walk every Saturday. We go for a big long walk. I've called it Natter Day. Nobody try and steal that if you've got a friend called Nat. It's our term and we're having a lovely time with it. I was on the tube in to see her, had my mask on, everything's great. Now, I don't know, I don't want to trigger anybody, but I am fine in the tube, right? I am great. As soon as the tube stops between stations, I go into a stage 5 panic attack. I'm really sorry. If you live in London or you live anywhere where there's an underground system and this is going to make you feel this might come into your mind when you're traveling, please skip over this worry and go to Phil's because this is what comes into my head, right? As soon as the train slows down and stops. Yeah. It goes, oh, you're so far down.
Oh, stop that.
And I go, oh, no, I'm not. It's absolutely fine. It goes, you're so far down. And now there's nowhere.
Oh, stop.
And I go, right. So then I start going, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. It doesn't matter how full or how empty the carriage is. It's just that I start going, there's nowhere down here. There's nowhere down here, right?
Oh, goodness.
So I was sitting there, had my mask on, obviously. There was a young fella across. So the tube stops in between two stations. The young fella beside me starts to kind of like drum his fingers on his leg. You know, he's a little bit impatient. And I felt like I wanted to lean across and grab his arm and go, stop it! Yeah. Stop! Nobody's allowed to move. No, and then I felt Oh, I felt like I just needed to get up and take my coat off. I needed to take my coat off and then I needed to take my face mask off because it felt like I was getting like a sweat, like I was just getting very, very warm around my mouth and that I needed to breathe and I couldn't breathe because there wasn't enough air and now I had the thing over my mouth as well. So I was going, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because I'm going to freak out. I'm going to freak out. And I tried to, there's a good end to this story where... I work this, so this might help if I do end up triggering you. So I start going, I'm going to freak out, I'm going to freak out, I'm going to freak out. And then I start to try and breathe deeply, you know, like in for four, hold for four, out for four, hold for four. Start to try and do that. My brain is going, not a fucking chance. Because you know what? There's nowhere. There's nowhere down here.
Oh, no.
So I was just going, oh, oh. And I honestly, then, you know, when you see like the little sparkly things around the side of your eyes, like you're about to faint.
Yeah.
Right. That starts happening. I'm going, this is it. I'm about to go. Oh, and then this very clear voice came into my head and went, go mad. Get up. Take your coat off. Walk up and down thing. Scream, shout, take your face mask off. Do whatever you need to do. I'm giving like you full permission to go nuts. As soon as I did that, I started to calm down.
Right.
It just like, it was like my, because the more I said to myself, don't panic, stop panicking. Yes. My brain was going, I'm panicking. When I said, get up and walk up and down that carriage and go buck mad. You've got, you don't care what anyone here thinks of you, so do it. As soon as I gave myself permission to have a panic attack, it was like my whole body went, no, I was just checking. Yeah, no, I don't need to have one. Thanks very much. And everything just relaxed and I could start to breathe again.
Wow.
It was unbelievable because I think that that's everyone's first instinct when you start to feel panicked, you start to feel like, you know, you're losing air, whatever it is to try and calm yourself down, is to kind of get yourself back to, I don't know.
Yeah.
The and default setting.
And then like what you were saying there, it doesn't work necessarily. No. And you get more panicked and you're like, why isn't this working? That's, oh my God. So number one, I'm going mad. Number two, I'm trying to do the thing that helps. It's not helping. In fact, I'm getting worse. And where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. Do I go full, unreasonable? Like that guy in Ghost who's just going through the carriages on the train, shouting and roaring and being a nuisance.
To get that reference. And I was like, that's a really good reference. No one can see him, but he is ruining everyone's day.
All I remember is that he's very cross.
Yeah, and he's hitting people with their newspapers and everything, and he won't let Patrick Swayze on the New York tube underground.
Subway,
that's it.
Yeah, I think you're don't make me think of food.
Sorry.
I want another dinner now just to keep warm, you know, just to stay tepid. To keep the core temperature on an even keel, you know, a steady 37. Or what's just the human body meant to be? 27 or 37?
I think it's 37.
Either way, I've probably been doing it wrong this whole time.
Oh, listen, who knows?
I've had a fever my whole life and I didn't know. But,
that's like the beginning of a song. I had a fever my whole life and I didn't even know.
Baby.
Till you came along.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were saying, you're making the reference of the ghost and ghost.
The ghost man. And yes, and I think there's what's the best word to say? There's this thing. I'm just going to say thing.
Thing, yeah. We've got it.
There's this thing in CBT when you're talking about intrusive thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, so you would have had the intrusive thought there of, I'm so far down. I'm so, this is unnatural. I'm fucked basically because I shouldn't be down in the ground in a metal tube with limited air supply the way I am. But hello, I am. And then the claustrophobia started to kick in. The intrusive thoughts were probably behind all that was like, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. And so when you basically, the way your brain works is you say, stop thinking that. But the more you say that to yourself, the more you actually think the intrusive thoughts. So the thing is the white polar bear. So it's like you go, try not to think of a white polar bear. I put a timer on your watch, clock, phone, 60 seconds. try not to think about the white polar bear. Go. and you will find within those 60 seconds, all you can think about is the white friggin' polar bear, right? You're just like, oh, don't think of the white, don't. Then you stop the clock and you set it for another 60 seconds and it's like, right, think of the white polar bear all you want. And you will start thinking about tonight's dinner. You'll start thinking about what time EastEnders is on tonight. You'll start thinking about, have you put out the bins? You'll start thinking of everything but the white polar bear. And that voice that told you, go on, go mad. That was your, basically, go on, think of the white polar bear there. Go on.
Yeah.
Good, very good strategy, that.
I mean, it took me a matter of seconds before the panic just subsided because it was exactly that thing where, again, I think in a societal way, we're conditioned to, oh, don't draw any attention to yourself. Mm. So you can have this panic internally, but please don't share it with anybody for fear they'll go, do you seem to be having a panic attack? So just when I was like, if I do end up going mad and kicking and screaming and tearing all my clothes off, I mean, if anything, people are just going to appreciate a good show.
I'd say so. You know, the way we said, we ask each other these days, any news? And people say, no, not yet. You would have given someone a bit of news.
There was this woman on the tube. She looked like, you know, she was harmless.
I think I've seen her in Sherlock. But I might have been mistaken. She had a mask on. But then she didn't.
She started to go nuts and started kicking loads of things around. And then she took off all her clothes. Kept the mask on, though, which was very decent of her.
Oh.
And then she got off, collected her things and got off.
And said, that's it, I'm going for a walk.
Oh, well, it's good to get out of my system. It's an Asher day. To come up to get a latte and walk around the park. Yeah. But yeah, it was good because I thought, oh, well, I use that as my worry this week. And then I thought, well, I mean, I can because I know that there's also a nice ending to the story where I got myself out of the worry. And it's, I think it's exactly what you say when you allow yourself the thing. It's like always what they say about you always make your deepest fear come true in a way. Like, you know what I mean? If you're scared of, like, I don't know, your wife leaving you, then eventually your wife is going to leave you because it's all you ever think about. It's like you kind of will it into being.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just kind of think, well, you know, I love my wife, I hope she doesn't leave me, but if she did, I'd be okay. I'd you know, it would be shit, but I'd get through it in some way. Then you kind of you face your fear of the thing, and then it's, you know, it's not active anymore. And so in actual fact, I don't think I was, I'm not, well, of course I'm not scared of the tube. I'm not scared of being, I'm more scared of having a reaction that's going to cause me embarrassment or shame.
Yes.
And so when I allowed myself to shame myself or embarrass myself, it was like I went, no, to now.
You want to give yourself permission to go to the terrifying, scary place. And it was going to be all right because you've given yourself permission.
Well, that's it exactly. Because that voice was saying to me at the beginning, don't take off your mask. Don't do anything. Don't, you know, it was all like, stay still and just be frightened.
Yeah. 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 In experience, yeah, that makes, that just makes everything worse, doesn't it?
I mean, here's another thing, though, I will say. You can't cod your brain or your subconscious. You can't play a trick on it. I was ready to get up and take that coat off, Phil. I wasn't telling lies. I was like, you get up and do what you need to do to get yourself, because, like, do it. Just do it, Jazz. And so I would recommend that if you kind of go, oh, I'm going to try that. And then you're saying to yourself, get up and do it. But at the same time going, I'm not going to get up and do it. I wouldn't do that.
But if then, you really wanted to, then that's okay with me.
Get it. Look.
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 Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. And we're all allowed to deal with our panic attacks whichever way we want to. And the good thing sometimes is just to turn yourself around towards the dragon that's chasing you and say, what? Yeah. What do you want?
One hand on the hip.
Yeah.
One hand on the front of the opposite thigh.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Explain it now. I'm all ears.
And probably it would be like, I just wanted to say,
just, you dropped your wallet back at
right. Well, thank you very much.
Court Road. And then the hand that's on the hip, that shoulder goes up now and again.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, up yeah, because you've seen, Beyonce music videos. You know how to operate a shoulder in a sassy way.
Just don't take any crap now from that guy.
So anyway, Philippe, that was my worry of the week.
Well, I find that very positive, actually, in a way. As in, very uncomfortable scenario.
Sure.
And also, if you were to allow that scenario to exacerbate and take hold.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want to think it, but you never know. It could have gotten to the stage where you were like, I don't think I could take the tube today.
I felt powerful and I felt proud of myself.
Very good. Bon.
Hello, I'm Chris England, and I'm here to tell you about the Fun Factory podcast, available now on Great Big Owl. Each time, I will be reading a couple of chapters of my novel, The Fun Factory, a historical comedy about the history of comedy. So it will kind of be like a free audiobook, which you can listen to at the gym, or jogging, or at your desk while pretending to do your job, or on the train without the embarrassment of people seeing you actually reading a book like some kind of SWAT.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Philippe, using the French of your name, what's been going on with you this week vis-a-vis worrying?
Worrying? Well, I'm going to do another kind of similar scenario to our last recording, which was I'm going to go back into the past again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are we getting in a time machine?
Yeah, I'm going into a past worry. And I don't know why I'm starting to relive old worries. I'm not reliving it, actually. See, that's the positive thing also, is that I'm catching myself remembering things I used to worry about and going, do you remember when you used to worry about that? And then I feel really glad that I don't anymore. And I'm like, well, that's great that I don't worry about that stuff anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's super positive.
Yeah. Now, this one, bear in mind, this is back in the day, maybe 10 years ago, maybe less, where the worrying now was nearly a full-time job. Oh. I would have been worrying a lot. And
24/7, as the kids
365,
say.
Yeah. 52 weeks of the year, 7 days
of
24.
Yeah.
No, all these things you just wish, like, just rolled off the tongue.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to actually doing it, you're like, I can't remember a single
one. This is why we'll never be rappers, because you know you need to have that speed.
Oh, my memory recall is so poor.
And that's why you got out of the rap battle game.
Yeah, I stepped away from it there when the cogs started to slow down a bit, because I was like, I'm not.
You'd step out on that stage with the mic and you'd go, oh, what's my first?
What was I going to talk about?
I want to diss your man.
I can't do the weather again. Keep doing the weather. So, yeah, weather or animals. And feeling that, it's what did you have for your dinner?
So they were, yeah. She's a very different style of rapper. She doesn't go for, you know, the usual tropes. She's talking about animals. She's talking about the weather, food.
Yeah.
A delicatessen was the last subject she covered.
Yeah, so my style was probably, in a word, boring. And boring.
Sorry, I sidetracked you there. So 24/7, 365 days a year. You were on the worry clock. You were clocked in and you were staying.
Punching in, doing the 24-hour shift and then never punching out and then doing another 24-hour shift on serving drinks on the worry bus. So, I was leaving the house today. The snow had somewhat subsided. Mm-hmm. The path, I had looked out my window, the pavements were somewhat clear. And it was a beautiful sunny day. It was a beautiful sunny day. And okay, so me leaving the house is a rigmarole anyway, because I still have my hangover OCD things about, is this locked? Is this closed? Is this off? Is this plugged out? Is this bloody thing? My hair straightener that is gathering dust that has not been used in probably about 18 months still gets checked on the regular that it's plugged out and cold. So leaving the house might take a little while. Plus I have a cat that I have to lock away and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. By lock away, I mean just keep safe that she doesn't go darting out the door.
Yeah, she's not fine. In a cupboard.
No. But I have to make sure she's also not in a cupboard. Do you know this kind of way? It's both sides of the coin. And so I was leaving the house and I was noticing that it was very sunny. Sun coming pouring in through the windows. Glorious. And I had the quick thought of like, oh, have I left any deodorant cans or crystal balls on the, I'll come back to that, on the windowsill. And I remember thinking, oh, I haven't had that thought in a while, because I remember not only back in the day that I used to do the, is that turned off? Is that blown out? Is that closed? Is that locked? I used to do all that security checking. But I remember when it went into the zone of, I wouldn't leave anything on the windows, because I thought if the sun was strong enough,
yeah,
it would create an explosion, basically.
It would use the glass object to as a kind of magnifying glass.
Yes.
Right.
And that all stemmed from precisely that. I'd read something in the newspaper where a house fire had started because somebody who was into like crystals, they'd left their crystal ball on a windowsill. Mm-hmm. Sun came in, used it as a prism, magnifying glass slash scenario, and lit up something and the house went up. Yes, but then of course, when you have those kind of irrational fears, I'm not saying it's completely irrational, because I did read of two cases where it had actually happened.
What's the thing with the deodorant then? It just heats it up into a state that it then skyrockets across the room, thus creating some kind of a blaze.
Oh yes, precisely that. It's a pressurised container. Containing flammable.
Now last week you were scared that you were the pressurised container. This week, it's external pressurised containers, Phil.
Oh, God. It's a pattern emerging here. It's a theme emerging.
Is it? Well, sorry, no, I'm not going to try and psychoanalyse you. Please continue.
No, but I get your point. It's 2 weeks of fire and explosions.
2 weeks of fire and ice.
Yeah. Wow. So, yes, but then at the same time, I had kind of eradicated all logic.
Sure.
Logic being, of the amount of years that you've been alive, what you've read of two examples where that has happened. I don't know how actually common this phenomenon is. Mm-hmm. And number two, I don't know if the sunshine in the west of Ireland is strong enough, no matter how beaming it is through a window pane, mm-hmm. to cause enough concentrated heat to cause that to happen. I don't know. I'm not a fire marshal. I'd like to put it out there to the audience maybe, I don't know, answer that for it. I don't know. Look at
you. Don't. But you know what? In keeping with the theme, I think it's number two.
Number two again. Here we are. Now that's the theme that's emerging.
Yes, I do think that you're right. The temperature that would be needed to make that happen. Maybe again, maybe I'm wrong with that, but I think that you'd need some heat with your sunshine. And
Yeah.
As a nation, we're not known for the enjoyment of the sun.
No. No.
Or not the enjoyment. Like some people do. We just don't get it very often.
No.
To the extent that I am mixed race and everyone thinks I'm white because I never saw a lick of sun.
There's just not enough out there. There's just, we're all suffering from vitamin D deficiency, apparently. So they say.
And you get that from the sun, I know that.
You do. You need a bit of sun for the vitamin D.
Oh, listen,
bottom line though, it just made me realise I'm really glad I don't worry about that anymore.
Yeah, because that's... First of all, congratulations to you for not worrying about that anymore, because some people could take those worries for ages. So, well done, Phil.
Thank you very much.
And then also, yeah, you just want to... You're a busy lady.
I am.
So
I've got a full diary at the moment.
Full diary? And
kind of. Not really. We've already covered it, that nobody's up to anything.
But you listen, you've got stuff to do. And so those moments where you are robbed of thoughts that you could, like things that you could put into a better feeling thought, or not even, because I'm not, you don't have to feel positive all the time, but you know, things that rob you of valuable brain space. Yes. Giving that back to yourself.
Yes.
Is a gift.
Yes. Yes.
And usually, do you find, right, I've been doing this thing at the moment where, like when I was talking about my anxiety last week about waking up in the morning or whatever, I think it was the week before, like asking yourself what that's really about.
Mm.
Because there's something that my, even like being frightened with the tube stopping, there's something that my brain is fighting against, my subconscious. So it's like they say that your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, it's like they're friends, but they don't meet. Or they sometimes meet, but they're not like, if you're really trying to change something with your conscious mind, that sometimes your subconscious mind is going, okay, I don't know what you're saying. It's a bit like they're talking two different languages. And so a powerful way to change your subconscious mind, that's why hypnotism worked so well, is to get into the theta brainwave, which is the brainwave that you fall asleep in, kind of thing.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
yes.
So that's when you're the kind of like the door opens between the two minds. And that's when you can effectively speak to your subconscious mind. And it doesn't respond very well to words, although it can. It likes pictures and it likes feelings.
Hmm.
So I've been doing this thing where I've been trying to get into that brainwave and that headspace. And I've been asking myself, what is that thing, like that thing that I'm wrestling with at the moment, what is that really about? I have a huge issue around safety and feeling safe.
Hmm.
And I think, again, that all comes from childhood and that feeling of being out of control and, you know, everything that goes along with just, I mean, I think most people probably don't feel safe, especially people who were raised in the 80s and 90s. I think that because
who are left
it seems like parenting was at an all time, like, was at a number two.
Number two on the scale.
So, I don't know. I think that there's, so whether I'm anxious when I wake up first thing in the morning, or anxious when the tube stops, or see season one, anxious when I'm flying, it's all an issue of being safe and my own safety, not feeling like I'm safe in the world. So do you think that there's something like that where you just go, I've got this thing, and if I've got if we all have a handful of limiting beliefs, or, you know, the lies that we tell ourselves, do you have any that you're just like, oh, I think that is definitely something that I do?
I think for a lot of people with OCD, it's that you're just really terrified of causing harm and doing something that might cause harm to others. It was never really myself that I cared about. It was always because, like, I lived in a house share and I was afraid that if I left something turned on, it would burn down the house, but it would ruin everyone else's stuff.
Mm.
See, I didn't care if it was my own house that burnt down. That's just my stuff. But if it burnt everybody else's stuff, I'd be mortified, you know?
Right.
And it's things like that. And, like, if I had left the door open and someone got in and robbed the place, I would have been the idiot that let that happen. And everyone else's stuff would have been stolen and it was all my fault. I think it's to do with when something bad happening and it just being my fault.
Do you know, I was talking to somebody during the week, and they were talking about a very bad boss that they'd worked with. And they used this phrase, and I thought, I love it. Mm. They said, I had all the responsibility and no power. And I think that that's a thing that people struggle with, like whether it's at work or it's in your day-to-day life, where you take on all of the responsibility of a situation, but you have no power.
Yes.
And it's really crazy when you think of those two things. How can you be the person who has accepted responsibility for not only yourself, but other people and the situation and the time of day, but you have no power. You're the least powerful person in this situation.
Ooh, yeah, I see. Yeah, there are two key things of OCD is responsibility. That's why the responsibility pie chart is so good. Yeah. Because that's it. You take on all the responsibility for the whole world functioning, basically. But then that's where it's a mind melt, because you think you have the power to make it go okay. That, like, if I just keep checking this thing, and if I just keep checking that thing, and I just think, make sure everything's plugged out and turned off, then, you know, everything will be fine. So you're tricked into thinking that, like, you have the power to keep everything safe.
Mm.
Whereas the more you just do those checking behaviors, the more spiral spins and you just get consumed.
It's that I'll take responsibility, and I do think, yeah, on some level I'm going, I have the power to fix this, but only if everybody does what I want them to do. You know, so if, like, I need someone to behave a certain way to make me feel okay, and if they don't behave that way, I go, you're ruining everything for me. And it's like I'm a big blamer. And I'm very aware that, sorry, I asked you a question and then talked about myself. I'm asking you, Phil, is that an element of it where you just go, this will be fine as long as everybody does what I've decided they should do in my head, although I'm not really saying that to them?
Yeah, like that would be an OCD ritual.
Right, okay.
So you would go, I'm afraid that the front door isn't locked. Well, if I check it 17 times, that'll make it okay. And sometimes you do, okay, check 1, 2, 3, 4, and you check it amount of times, and you go, right, I've checked it 17 times, time to walk away. And sometimes you can walk away and you go, right, box is ticked, I feel at peace, I can walk away. But the more you do that, it turns out like you don't need to check the door now 17 times. Now you need to check it 34 times. And now you need to check it, you know, and just that's the spiral that I was talking about. But I totally get that, is that in order to leave a scenario or get on with the rest of your day, you need certain boxes to be ticked to go, right, that's that closed off and that's that closed off. There is something, I remember reading something very briefly about this. I don't know anything about it, but it just triggered something in my head, and I'm just going to say it while it's in my head. But there is something about closing loops with OCD, where you have to, like, a loop has to be closed. And I don't know if they were, I'm just going to stop talking, because it was like, it's the vaguest memory, and I don't want to start talking rubbish. Oh, I don't want to start talking rubbish, she says. Too late for that.
You say nothing but joyful things, Phil.
It's a very positive week.
Listen, it's a high positive week after us saying there was nothing going on. Look what we've chatted about.
When you scratch the surface, there's actually so much going on, and it's all great.
It's all jewels and diamonds and stuff that you find in the muck.
Yeah.
Bon.
Bon. Bon now. Yes.
Bon now, Phil. Yeah. For Jesus' sake and all.
Nolan, anyways.
It's got super Irish. Listen, I mean, on that very positive note, I don't know if we want to go any further, because we're basically sorted everyone's life out for them, I think.
Yeah. Well, should we stop before we fuck it up?
We'll stop before we go too far.
Yeah.
And fuck it up, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Listen, we've been saying it, and we'll say it again. If you want to write into us, you're more than welcome. Our email address is weheartworry@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we can discuss your worry, or just if you want to say hi or whatever.
Yeah.
You can do that.
If you don't want us to discuss your worry, yeah, just say so.
Just say, look, this is what I'm worried, but keep it to yourselves.
Yeah.
And
also like, subscribe,
mm-hmm, subscribe,
and leave a give us a star rating.
Yeah.
Tell a friend.
Give us a good star rating. Don't give us a one.
Do you know that thing on your phone where you can share something?
Mm-hmm.
Go into that, hit share, text it to a friend and go listen to that today.
Go on.
Go on. Just
go on, Marion. Sure, you've got nothing else to do.
We've already discussed there's nothing else going on, so you might, mm-hmm, as well.
On that note, let us leave you and we'll see you very, very, very soon.
Mm. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. And take care of yourselves, all right?
Bye.
Hello, I'm Justin.
And I'm Lucy.
And together we are the hosts of Plenty Questions.
It's a very straightforward general knowledge quiz.
We ask you 20 questions, one after the other, 5 second gap in between, and you shout the answers out.
And then you tweet us to let us know how you've got on.
See if you can get 20 out of 20. No one has so far, but that's because we haven't started doing it yet.
But we will. And there's also going to be some fiendish brain teasers, so join us for Plenty Questions.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.